الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى إنهم يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين وعن عبد الله بن السرجس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال السمت الحسن والتؤدة والاقتصاد جزء من 24 جزءا من النبوة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhim as-salam for the guidance of mankind. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had chosen the best of the best for this greatest mission of guidance of mankind. Every Nabi Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent to the surface of this earth, he was super intelligent, he was a genius. Anbiya alayhim as-salam might have been simple people. They lived simple lives, but they were extremely intelligent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them an embodiment of good. Every Nabi had a lot of good qualities, good characteristics within him. And that is why Allah selects and Allah chooses. Allah's selection is not based on someone's color or someone's language or someone's family name, or someone's background. It is based on good qualities. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Anbiya alayhimus salam with beautiful qualities. And they were beacons of light for mankind. People who followed the Anbiya alayhimus salam, followed their footsteps, their mannerisms, their ways, their habits, they were successful. Successful in this dunya, successful in the qabr, and successful in the after. But people who chose any other way besides the way of Anbiya alayhimu salam, who disobeyed Anbiya alayhimu salam, who never accepted the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salam, then they were unsuccessful in this world and unsuccessful in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran, Allah speaks about different prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights their outstanding qualities. Now why does Allah highlight those outstanding qualities? So that we constantly inspect our own selves to see, do we have these qualities in our lives or are we falling short when it comes to this? Nuh alayhi salam, Allah praises him. Innahu kana abdan shakura. Nuh alayhi salam was a servant who was very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was always thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciative to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah speaks about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, Inna Ibrahima la'awwahun halim. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a person with a very soft heart. By nature, he was very, very soft. And he was a very tolerant person. You know, tolerance is such an important thing in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in this manner. Ismail alayhi salam, Allah says, innahu kana sadiq al-wa'd. Ismail alayhi salam was very truthful to his promise. If he made a promise, he will always fulfill the promise, irrespective of how much of difficulty he had to undergo, but he always fulfilled that promise. When it comes to Dawood alayhi salam, Allah says, wadhkur abdana Dawood al-aid. Dawood alayhi salam was the man of might. What do you mean when you say he was the man of might? He used all his might and all his strength to carry out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used all his might and all his strength to exert himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is meant by saying the man of might. And Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah says, ni'am al-abd. What an excellent servant. What an excellent slave. Imagine Allah is praising someone. This man is such an excellent servant. And Allah says, innahu awwab. He constantly turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly turned in repentance. Any small thing, he's turning to Allah. Any decision he needs to make in his life, he's turning to Allah. Any fear, any hope, any desire, every aspect of his life, constantly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are all qualities, respected friends, that we need to inculcate and bring in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another place, he speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, kana ummatan. Ibrahim alayhi salam was an entire nation, one man, but all the good qualities that are found in an entire nation was found in the one man. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. He was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He surrendered, he submitted wholeheartedly to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith which I recited now, in the khutbah, which is quoted by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Sarjis, radiyallahu ta'ala an. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlights three very, very outstanding qualities in the lives of Anbiya alayhimus salam. Maybe one we would hear, but the other two you don't hear it all the time. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-samtul hasan. Good characteristics, good qualities, and good manners. Every Nabi was an embodiment of good manners. If you will inspect the life of the Nabi, every facet of his life, you will find how much of respect and how much of manners he had in his life. You will inspect the domestic life of a Nabi, and you will find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhimus salam, and the greatest of Allah's creation. But in his house, he is assisting with the chores of the home. In his house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is smiling. In his house, he is jovial. In his house, he is going easy. He is light-hearted. So this was the domestic life. Then you would look at the social life. When they had to interact with people, they could distinguish between positions. Every Nabi knows. One is a senior person you're talking to. You have to talk to him in a certain way. One is a child you're talking to. You have to talk to him in a certain way. A senior person demands respect. A child demands compassion and mercy. So Anbiya alayhimus salam, they knew how to interact with people. They interacted with every person according to the level of that person's intellect. That person's understanding. So this was the social life. Then if you look at the professional life or the business life, and you look at the good qualities, they were easygoing. They were not hard and harsh people. They were Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on many instances, when he had to pay for something, he would even pay a little bit more. How often you'll find a person going to pay, but now he's grudging, now he doesn't want to pay. Sometimes to take something easy is easy, but the time to pay for it is difficult. Now you're grudging to pay the person. You know, just now, you know, just round off the figure and pay him a little bit less and tell him, well, you made enough money. But this was not the quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had to pay, then he will tell the person, zin wa arjih, you will weigh this money now. Because in those days and times, they would weigh the gold and weigh the silver, the dirhams and dinars, but give the man more than what is deserving to him. And you'll find this is now good qualities now. This is good manners now. This is good characteristics. So then they were easy going. When they had to pay people, they were very prompt in paying. But when they had to receive money, they were easy going. A person could not give them the money immediately. They gave the person respite. This was Anbiya alayhim salam. They had the best of manners, the best of conduct, the best of characteristics. So this is again now, as I mentioned, the purpose for us mentioning this is so that we inspect our lives. We look into our lives and see, do we have these mannerisms? Do we have this conduct? Anbiya alayhim salam were people that were very level-headed people. They never lost their cool and calm for no reason. Yes, where the laws of Allah were violated, then it was a different situation. But normally, they were very, very level-headed people. They were always very, very diplomatic. They explained to people. They came to educate people. They were the beacons of light. They never shouted at people. They never barked at people. They always taught us to be decent. Decent in our speech. Decent in the way we speak. Don't just use abrupt words. Don't use insulting words. Be kind, be compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always put effect in your speech, in what you say. So this was the first aspect that this hadith speaks about. As-samtul hasan, good manners, good characteristics, good qualities. The second aspect Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about is at-tu'adatu, which means Anbiya alayhim salam were not hasty people. They were people who always thought about things, and after thinking about things, then they made the decision of what to do. They were not hasty people. They took their time in doing things. One is, ulama explained, one is something that is of the nature of ibadat. Now you know that's an ibadat, you don't have any doubt. You came to the masjid, there's time, you want to read two rakats. Now you're not going to think about it. Namasari, don't read, no. That you will do very quickly. Because, innahum kanu yusari'una fil khairat. That the Quran, Allah says, when it came to good deeds, they were very hasty. Now you got some money, you want to give some sadaqah, you got some change in your pocket, give that. Because sometimes, shaitan will use procrastination against you. Shaitan will try to cause you to procrastinate. But when it comes to decisions that you need to make, in worldly terms, things that you need to do in this world, or things that you are doubtful of, then don't be hasty. You need to take your time and make decisions. And Anbiya alayhimus salam, you would look in this, as I said, they were super intelligent people, but they were not hasty people. They never acted on impulse. They never acted on emotions. They always thought about things. And they rationally worked it out. Is this something good? Is it not good? Is it something I should do? I should not do? And this is how they always behaved. So this is something that we need to bring in our lives. Don't be a hasty person. Anbiya alayhimus salam, see, when you take your time and do things, you will always do it properly. But when you do it hastily, then what's going to happen? You will miss out something. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to regret over those mistakes. Why did I not take my time and do it? Now I did it hastily, and now I made the mistake. And there was so much of system to such an extent when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would go out in jihad, then they would have everything from before organized. Everything from before is planned out. Every single item that needs to be carried in the jihad is taken. And there's someone that is appointed for that. One person will have to keep the lota. Someone may have to keep a certain tray or a certain bowl or a certain cup. Someone will have to keep the water bag. So this was all already chalked out. People were, so that when they're looking for that thing immediately, where's the person who has got this bowl now? Call him. He must bring the bowl and come. Where's the person that's got the lota? He must bring the lota and come. So this was, they had system in their lives. And unfortunately, respected friends, if we look into our lives, we don't have system. In our own home, sometimes we don't have system. Why a person will use something, he will just leave it anywhere. He's got no system to say, this thing will stay in this place, so that everyone knows it is in that place. So if you're not there at home, people don't need to get worried now. They don't need to contact you. They don't need to phone you. Everyone understands certain things stays in a certain place. Remember, you will never be able to run your home correctly until and unless there is no discipline. Only when you will have discipline in your home, you will have some type of organization, some type of administration, then that home will function properly. Then you will be able to bring those children up properly. Why? Because now the children also understand this is the system. Yes, they will make mistakes. Children will tend to make mistakes, but continuously you need to remind them, no, this is the system. Some pious people, they will have rules for their home. You see, certain pious people, they've got a whole set of rules they've got. This home will have these rules here, and until silent unless people will be living in this home. They will have to abide by these rules. Now you'll have rules of what time the child will sleep. You'll have rules of what time the child will wake up. But we have to first become disciplined in our own lives. Then we can discipline our own children. If I have got no discipline in my life, I have no system in my life. I sleep what time I want to sleep. I wake up what time I want to wake up. Come weekend, come holiday, my Fajr Namaz is gone. How can I ever instill those values in my children? How can I ever inculcate that within my children? So Anbiya alayhi salam, as I mentioned, they were very, very disciplined people. They were not hastily people. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned something very beautiful. He said three things won't last for very long. One, he said wealth without trade or without investment. If a person got wealth and he doesn't invest that wealth and he doesn't do trade, shortly after a little while, that wealth will get finished. The second thing he says, knowledge without discussion. A person learned something, but he never discussed it. Over time, you're going to forget about it. The secret to retain that knowledge and keep the knowledge is every now and again, you need to talk about it. There's a story you want to remember. You know it makes an impact on your life. Every now and again, you need to tell the story. 6 months down the line, 1 year down the line, you'll start scratching your head. What's the story? I can't remember the full details of the story. Or if you have to relate it to someone, then you will be doubting about it. And the third thing Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi says, that a kingdom will never remain for long without proper administration. If there's maladministration, there's mismanagement, even a person's business, you can get a thriving business, but if there's mismanagement in that business is not going to stay for very long. Why? There's no management. There's no checks in place. Person is not, he's not doing, taking the necessary steps that he needs to take. So Anbiya alayhi salam, they were people that took their time, but they did things very well. They had a lot of system in their lives. Anbiya alayhi salam were not gullible people. They were not foolish people. We mentioned this in the beginning. They were not, you know, sometimes we are very, very gullible. Sometimes we are so gullible, it's actually frightening. How we will just believe anything and everything. But Anbiya alayhi salam were very, very intelligent people. They always thought about things. And that is why in one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-anatu min Allah. وَالْعَجَلَةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ Taking your time and doing things, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being hasty, this is from shaitan. A person is hasty. How often in life don't we make hasty decisions? Sometimes small marital problem, small domestic problem in the house, some slight dispute, some argument, a person makes a hasty decision, immediately, instantly, now I have to, you know, give the wife talaq. You know, there was one time when people would tell their children, when people were getting married, you will tell the person, brother, whatever it is, don't ever bring this word talaq on your tongue also. That is what people would advise you. Don't even mistakenly say it. You know, people sometimes, even in their mind, I had older people who came to me, Maulana, I had this word talaq came in my mind. What's the ruling of it now? There's the talaq. Obviously, the talaq doesn't fall. But the man was so cautious. He was so particular about this that he's learned that this you mustn't even mistakenly bring it on your tongue. The day when you really have to do it, then you have to follow all the procedures, follow all the steps. Then you will go to Jamiat or you will go to some authority, some learned personality, and let him do it for you, because he will know what words to say, what words not to say. One slip of the tongue could ruin your entire life. One slip of the tongue. Being hasty in a decision. How important it is now to take your time. And that is why the Shariat has put in two very, very important steps, two very, very important measures, that whenever we make decisions, always keep these two measures before us. One is istikhara. Istikhara, ask Allah for His guidance. Beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is there. You know, sometimes your emotions have the better over you. But ask Allah for His guidance. Allah will guide you. And the second thing is mashwara. The thing is that now you will consult with your seniors. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, imagine a man like Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان نبي بعدي لكان Umar ibn al-Khattab. Had they been a prophet after me, it would have been Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also got people around him. When he needs to make decisions, he is consulting with them. He is not taking an independent decision. So this istikhara and this mashwara, these are two very, very important things. Otherwise, a person, often in life, he makes a hasty decision. Sometimes a person is working, he's got a job, he's got a secure job, and things are going smoothly for him. And some small argument, some small fight, some small dispute, he decides to throw in the towel.
not realizing what is the repercussions of this. Now he goes back home, and weeks are passing, and months are passing, and the person is not getting another job, and he's getting worried now, because all his resources are getting finished. So don't be hasty in your decision. Always take your time. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his guidance. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah Ali was a very, very wise man. They say for 30 years he traveled. He like seen, you know, a lot of this dunya. And after 30 years of journey, the 30 years of wisdom that he got, then he started writing books. And the ulama say, this man as though he took like the entire ocean and he put it in a cup or in a bowl. That is how much of knowledge he had, but he was so beautiful in expressing things and bringing across lessons. It was like taking the entire ocean. So Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned something very beautiful. He said, قَدِّمِ الْخُرُوجِ قَبْلَ الدُّخُولِ. Before you ever go into something, think of how you're going to come out. Before you enter into something, before you start off something, think of how you're going to come out, how often it doesn't happen. Where a person now gets embroiled in a legal battle, he will go to the lawyer will tell him, you know, the case is yours, you're going to win this case, you've got everything to your advantage. But when he goes into that battle, then he finds it's a never-ending battle. And sometimes that battle is with his own family. Sometimes it is with his own brother. Sometimes it is his own relatives. This type of a thing now has broken up the whole family structure. That is why one person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, whenever you need to do anything, think of the outcome of it. Where can this end up? What are the possibilities? What if it doesn't happen the way I am assuming it's going to happen? Think of the outcome. And when you will think of the outcome, that is why you say pious people are far-sighted people. They're not just looking in front of them. Think of the outcome. If you see some goodness in the outcome, then you go ahead and you do it. But if you see the outcome is going to be no good, imagine now you're going into a legal battle, but you are breaking up your whole family structure. You are disuniting your whole family. Now you need to really think about all these things. Do you want to get into something like this, or you don't want to get into something like this? How often it doesn't happen with youngsters now? A youngster, he sees a girl, he's infatuated with her love, and he wants to just get married immediately. And now, how much you're trying to explain to that youngster? But sometimes, because of this wrong decision in life, sometimes, when you make a wrong decision, you may not see the impact of that mistake immediately. Maybe several years down the line, 20 years down the line, 30 years down the line, now you saw the impact of that wrong decision. As someone put it very beautifully, they said, you are free to choose, but you are not free from the consequences of your choice. You can choose what you want to choose. Definitely, people will say, why does anyone have to tell me what to do? Well, I'm an adult. I can make my own decision. Remember, if you're going to make the wrong decision, the consequences, you are going to suffer it yourself. So that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned Anbiya alayhi wasallam, they always took their time. They were never hasty. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا يُلْدَغُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَتَيْنِ. A mu'min is not bitten from one hole two times. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, on the battle of Badr, they captured some people, and there was a poet who always spoke against Islam and against the Muslims, like an arch enemy of Islam. But he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he pleaded, you know what, I'll never do this again. Please give me one more chance. I will never ever speak bad about Islam. I will never do anything to hurt you or to bring any disrespect to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pardoned this person. He gave him a chance. He let him go. But 2 years down the line, 1-2 years down the line, now it's the battle of Uhud. And the battle of Uhud again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received information. This person went against his promise. Now he comes back now to seek to present an apology and to seek forgiveness from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that occasion, he said, "La yuldaghu al-mu'min min juhrin wahidin maratain." One mu'min is not bitten from the same hole twice. Once you put your hand in that hole one time and you got bitten, you need to learn the lesson. Don't put your hand again in the same hole. Otherwise, you're going to get bitten again. So these are all things now that Anbiya alayhi wasallam, they came, they taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us all these things. Often in life, when we fall in problems, you will see it was either because of a hasty decision. You never found out. You never made mashwara. You never made istikhara. You never took your time. That is why you fell into a problem. So this is the second thing. At-tu'adatu. It's a small word, but it's got a very broad meaning to it. That is now not to be hasty. To take your time. Be thorough when you're doing things. Remember, quality is always more important than quantity. When a person is thorough, sometimes he may not be able to do so much, but what he will do will always have quality in it. That will always have weight in it. And the third thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned of Anbiya alayhim as-salam was iqtisad. This also one word, but some of these one words have got volumes of meanings in it, which we will translate as moderation. Iqtisad, moderation in every aspect of your life. Moderation, even in ibadat. One day, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, one woman is passing by, Hula bint Tuwait radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this woman here, Hadi Hula bint Tuwait, Zamu annaha la tanamu layl. This woman doesn't sleep at night. Whole night she doesn't sleep. She's making ibadat. How does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond? La tanamu layl, what? She doesn't sleep the entire night? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately, he stopped her. He said, خُذُوا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا تُتِيكُونَ. Do that amount of actions which you've got the ability. Don't overexert yourself. If you're going to overexert yourself, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْأَمُ اللَّهُ حَتَّى تَسَمُ. Allah will not get tired. Allah can give you sawab. You can make how much ibadat you want to. Allah will carry on giving you sawab. But what's going to happen? You're going to get tired. You're going to leave it out. And Allah loves that action which is done with continuity. That action which is done with istiqamat, that is the most beloved action in the sight of Allah. So when it comes to whether it's your ibadat, whether it is your eating, whether it is your sleeping, whether it is your working, you will have to have a lot of moderation in your life. And immoderation will always bring problems in your life. And most importantly, respected friends, when it comes to your spending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. The pious servants of Allah, when they have to spend, then they are not lavish. They do not waste. They are not extravagant. But at the same token, they are not tight. Where you have to spend, you have to spend. You're going to have to decide and decipher between your needs and your wants. You have to decipher between your necessities and your luxuries. This is a need, and this is a want. Your need you have to spend, but your want you have to cut down. Your necessity you have to spend, but your luxury you have to cut down. So this is a very, very important aspect. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned something very beautiful. He said that making more money is not within your volition. You know, every person wants an increase. Every person wants to make more money. Making more money is not within your volition. But budgeting yourself with what you got is within your volition. That's why you will get certain pious people that actually they would actually draw out, you know, they will draw out exactly what are the expenses for the month. They would have it in front of them. So the man understands now, end of the month, these are my necessities. All this money has to be paid off first. All the luxuries now I will see if I've got something for it. Remember, if you've got moderation in your life, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith, he said, Ma'ala man ittasad. That person who has got moderation in his life, he will never ever suffer poverty. He will never have to stretch his hands out. Why? Because he knows now how to budget himself. He understands how to budget himself. And that person will never ever go through any difficulty. So sometimes pious people, you will find that they would now have a list of this, and they would understand exactly what they need to spend, where they need to spend, how much they need to spend. Sometimes you need to spend in a certain avenue, but you need to know how much you need to spend. So Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they had moderation in their lives. They were very, very particular in every aspect, but especially when it comes to spending. And often people will complain, we're going through difficulties, we're going through hardships, financial problems. But when you would inspect the person's life, you will find that there's so many things now that this person is spending on that are not necessities. He doesn't have to spend on that. But everything now is everything that your eye sees, everything that your heart desires, you just want to spend on that. So just to reiterate and recap these points which we mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had highlighted in this hadith three qualities of Anbiya alayhi muslim, three unique qualities. Every Nabi, all his qualities are unique, and we have to follow in the footsteps of Anbiya alayhim as-salam. If we follow in the footsteps of Anbiya alayhim as-salam, just as Allah blessed them with success, Allah will also bless us with success. The first quality Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said was As-Samtul Hasan, good manners, good qualities, good characteristics. The second thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is At-Tu'adatu, not being hasty, taking your time and making decisions. As I mentioned, the two important measures, remember whenever you need to make a decision, istikhara and mashwara. Istikhara you will ask Allah, and mashwara you will make with senior people. Sometimes, senior people of your family, senior ulama, scholars, learned people, learn to make mashwara, learn to ask for people's advice. You will benefit. Sometimes you go to that person, he's got years and years of experience. And just in that few minutes, you will benefit from his years and years of experience. And the third thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned was moderation. As I mentioned, moderation in every aspect of our lives, but especially moderation when it comes to spending. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.